Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for April 6th. Deuteronomy 29 and 30, and the issue is the heart. God set before the Israelites a new covenant. The law had done its awful duty. Every single adult who had entered the covenant at Sinai was dead because they broke the law over and over again, with the current exception of Caleb, Joshua, and Moses, though Moses was about to finish his life without entering Canaan. But the law could not do what faith alone can do, transform the heart. The condition of man's heart is always the primary issue and dispute with God. What is the heart in biblical terms? It is where our will resides. It is where our emotions rule. It is the wellspring of our affections, proclivities, speech, passions, intentions, and actions. It is the core of our being. And that is where all of our troubles lie. So if the heart is not right with God, nothing else in life will be. It doesn't matter how good the intentions are, how noble the thoughts, how seemingly moral the activities are, if the heart remains the way Jeremiah the prophet describes it, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? We can witness miracles of God that stand our hair on end. We can see his mighty acts of power in delivering people from overwhelming enemy forces, from blindness, incurable diseases, demonic possession, lameness, deafness, even the elements in their sudden furies. But if our heart is not, in Moses' words, circumcised, in other words, radically changed and set apart for the glory of God, we're toast. As Moses recalled, God had not yet given the Israelites eyes to really see, eyes to really hear, or minds to truly understand. Yet the issue is not something mystical. It is not up in heaven so that you have to ask, who will ascend into heaven to get it and proclaim it to us so we may obey it? Faith is very accessible. It begins in the heart with a reborn obedience to the voice of the living God. Have our hearts been transformed by the miraculous intervention of God himself? Are they truly God's possession? Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.